Hey, we're back again, buddy. What's up?
Man, it's second of two today, and I couldn't be more excited about the guest. We love him, and man, it's just gonna be good to
Oh,
talk to him.
we do? Oh, who
I
we
do.
have it?
I don't
Did
know about
we mess
you.
up?
Oh,
Did we
maybe I
mess
got a
up?
plug in my pocket.
Oh, you're right. It's great. This is a guy that we met several years ago, right? And become a friend, a pal, a buddy, a brother, and he's got himself a really amazing book out right now, so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, and I think that we should probably just get to them because,
Let's just get to it because I gotta go get a Dr. Pepper later. So
Hey, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper,
All
don't tell anybody. Don't tell
right,
me.
let's get
All
to
right, let's do it.
BAM!
Bam!
All right.
Let's go.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Bam!
Ooh!
Ooh. Is this good or what, buddy?
Oh, this is great. This feels like old days. You just hop on the saddle, you jump in the water, you just go, baby. Let's go.
That's it. Just go. This is just get it going.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the last time we did this, and we're old hat at videoing with each other. I mean, we've done it for what, 3.5, 4 years now, and been on each other's shows in the past and all that kind of stuff. But this is the first time that you've been on as a massively successful published author, huh? Right there.
There it is.
Dreaming
it
Again, is. A Roadmap Back to You by Eric Bam.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me on and let me talk about it. I know you're writing a book right now. There it is right there. You're writing a book and Sean has written a book and we've got, Brian's got a book and I don't know who all else has got a book, but, I've made this goal card for 4 or 5 years now, and literally this year when I did it, I wrote on there, and there's the bottom, write a book right there on the bottom, and I'll tell you, it's actually been on there for a little over a year, and I struggle with, well, why do I want to write a book? You know what? And I struggle. Well, what would it even be about? You know, and it hit me one day. I was just sitting here, and I was thinking, I know what I'd write a book about. Because what I've been really trying to do with my social media, I have a podcast, and I'm realizing more and more every day. I look at my daughter, Ruby, and you know Ruby Dew, mm-hmm. who's 5 years old, and I'm 54. And I look at her, and I think 20 years from now, she's going to be 24, 25 years old, getting married, college, kids, who knows, right?
Right?
20 years from now, dear old dad can be long gone.
Right.
Right? And hopefully I'm not. Hopefully I live till I'm 95. I think I'm gonna live till I'm 104. That was my prediction a couple of years ago. But if I'm not around, how do we leave a memory that's there? And kind of to back up a little bit more, what kind of made me think about that too is my mom's real big on doing genealogy stuff.
Okay.
And one day she called and she was excited because she'd found this picture of my great uncle John, who came over on a boat, and they found one picture of him, one picture. And I thought, man, we have such an opportunity. We can leave video and audio and books and
right.
podcasts. And so it's just been on my mind a lot lately to leave something that's there for Elena, who's 12, and for Ruby, who's 5, that's there forever, that it's not past one generation. We probably get lost.
Right.
That was Uncle Randy, or that was Grandpa Randy, or whatever, or Uncle Wes, or Grandpa Wes. And it's an opportunity to leave something more. And so that day, this kind of came to my mind. It literally started. If you read the dedication, I say this is for my kids.
Yep.
And it's for them. And then, after I wrote it, and you're writing a book. After I wrote it, and the more I proofread and proofread and proofread, I thought, holy crap, dude, this is something all my friends need to read.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that have stopped. They've stopped dreaming. They've stopped thinking about things and they've stopped doing silly goal cards and write a book on it. And so, So that's kind of where, how it started and where it came from. And I'm proud of it. You know, you and I have known each other 4 years now, and same thing with Wes. And I'm not one that's ever been shy about putting myself out there, but I got to tell you, this was the most vulnerable thing I've ever done in my life. Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you know, because you're doing it right now. Yep. You get it, right?
You get it. And, you know, it's funny you bring it up and talk about our brother, buddy, pal, Wes, our producer, director, and occasional bodyguard, food stealer,
yeah,
and everything else that he does. And just a big old lovable lug. But, you know, we're going to soon start down a journey of writing a book together.
Nice.
But you're right. And, you know, the biggest thing that I've found as I'm in the full-on editing mode right now with my editor, is I still go back and read some stuff, and I'm sure you did the same thing.
Yeah.
Is why the hell would anybody want to read this from me, right? Did you have that question? You kind of said you did, right?
Oh, I a million times over had that question of like, why would anyone want to read this? I had joke with Megan, my wife, that I would sell tens of copies. You know, and you know what? I'm almost at 400, and I was amazed, and still kind of a little amazed at back to being vulnerable. And the day I posted a video on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, like, hey, I wrote a book, and the word I kept saying was I'm embarrassed. I was like, I'm kind of like, and someone said, you're not embarrassed. You're vulnerable. You know. Mm-hmm. And I did. I wondered, like, why would anyone want to read this? And then it was amazing the amount of people, and you're going to be in this position when you put it out there, your book's available, is that just the amount of people that you've supported and that you are friends with that want to support you. And then sometimes the people that you think should support you, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, not a like, not a share, nothing.
And that's something, because we talked about that in our mastermind group together, right? That we're in Megamind. We've talked about that, how you know, the first person you'd have thought, right, would be like, I want this book, like, I want to be number one. I want the first copy.
Yeah.
Nothing, right? Yeah. But people that you probably almost forgot about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is zero doubt. Did Randy freeze up on us? I think he froze up. So I'll just keep talking. Oh, there you're back.
There, I'm back. You were gone too for a minute.
I was just going to keep going. But
you can just keep going. Take over. I'll go take a nap.
You know, it is, to your point, it is interesting who you think would support you and wouldn't. And I mean, there's somebody in the book, in the dedication, never read it. And even saw this person a couple weeks ago and said, oh, there's your book. I said, yeah, you're in it. I've just been too busy.
Yep. That's funny because I've just recently had somebody go that I would have never expected would have been the number one. Like, what are you doing? You're nuts. Go, I want a copy. I want a signed copy when you get this done. And I'm going, wow, that's just, you know, right. So, but you know, I love the title Dreaming Again, because back, you hit on this earlier, and that's one of the things in our mastermind group, the Megaminds, that we've talked about for years.
Yeah.
Is dreaming. Yeah. And I love the title and I love the book. I've read it twice. Because I'm a bit of a dreamer myself. So I didn't maybe need the book as much as maybe some people need the book, but I probably enjoyed it more than many because it hit home. Like, man, don't ever lose that dreaming, because all that other stuff we have to start believing, and we have to educate ourselves, and we have to make the leap, and we have to take action. But dude, if we don't dream it first and be able to just audaciously crazy out of your mind, are you freaking crazy, stupid dream? Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere, right?
That's it. I mean, that is it. And that took me, you know, 40 years to figure out, you know, that. You know, I do. I think when one of the best things about being young and getting out of high school and going to college is that we're naive to the world, right? Mm-hmm. One of the worst things is we're naive to the world, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know where it's all going to come from, but it's going to come to us, you know. And we at some point we just start. We're zombies, and I see them every day when I'm taking the girls to school. I see people just sitting at the stoplight. And you can tell they've checked out. And, you know, one of the things I write about in here is my dad, and talk about my dad and how, you know, for my dad, he was an awful father, right? And he was a great example of how to not be, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things my dad would always say, well, you wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one will pass. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard that, right?
Yeah, yep.
My dad was so lazy about anything. My dad wouldn't even put in the amount of work to shit in one hand. It was the world's fault. The world owed him. The world needed to give him. Why? They're lucky. How did they get? And you know what? It's plain and simple. You got to keep thinking about what you want. You got to keep thinking about it and talking about it and putting it out there. I did have a conversation with somebody who read my book the other day, and they said, well, if I've got goals and I've got dreams and things that I want, I'm not telling anybody. I keep that to myself. And there are two camps, two lines of thinking, like, mm-hmm. Well, just, hey, grind, get it done. I don't subscribe to that. If I've got some goals and some things that I want to hit, I'm talking about it. I'm praying about it. I'm telling my friends about it. I'm following people on social media that can help me get. I want to learn about it. My friends are resources. You're a resource. If there's something that I'm looking for and something I know you're looking for, I'm going to help you. I don't like this whole just kind of keep it internal and hide it. Just doesn't feel right to me. Everybody's different. So for you, if it's something you want and you want to keep it internal and keep it hidden till you hit your goal, I'm all for that. Whatever works for you. But there are just too many people that stop. They just stop dreaming. And they start saying, I wish, or yes, that could have happened, or that, and they're lucky. And all that's just not true. We just stop. And I'll tell you, some of that stuff, man, I think some of that stuff is really big stuff. It's a house or it's a car or some of that stuff's little stuff. Like I was telling somebody the other day, they said, well, what should I dream about? Well, dream is nothing, like maybe a fancy word for a goal or something I want. And maybe it's anything from a great relationship to a brand new toaster, yeah. But if you don't see the fact that, hey, I want a new toaster and you don't listen to it here and here, It's just nothing. Yes. It's just absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you, and you're going to realize this after you get your book out and your book is done, is that now having written this, now because of what's in here and what I've written down, now my freaking goals and dreams are even bigger than they ever were. Because you know what? If you put this out there and you say this is the way to do it, dadgum, you better go do it.
Exactly.
You better go do it.
Well, and that's the key, when I was listening to you talk, Eric, that I love about, and you're right, some people just can't put it out, and if that's not them, that's right. Okay. But the beauty of just stepping across that line, way mm-hmm. across that line and saying, I am writing a book. Right. Tell the world. Well, see, now the world in one shape or form is holding me accountable, mm-hmm. even though 98% of those people probably forgot I ever said it.
Right.
Or don't really care at the end of the day. Oh, gee, that's nice, but they don't really care. But I care because yeah. I'm going to embarrass myself if I don't do what I said I was going to do, right? And I'm sure you felt the same thing.
So 100%. 100%.
It's kind of like there's some planning involved, and sometimes you take this for what it's worth, but I've always had a tendency to operate under the if I come up with something, I'm going to climb up to the 84th floor and dive off and figure out how to fly on the way down.
Yeah, build the plane as you fall.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, that's sometimes if it's really big and really intricate, you might want to stop on this 82nd floor and
right.
make sure that you got everything in order. Like, did I bring the twine to put the wings together? Right. But I think still I have a tendency, and I know you do as well, to, like you said, you know what? Whatever what is, I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah. And, I think a lot of times it's just about taking the first step,
Twice the hardest, right?
It always is. It always is. I wrote about that where I believe a lot of times when things are put on our heart and our mind, I think our intuition is God. It's God. It's the universe. It's the divine. It's whatever you want to call it, him, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when we listen to that, for me in my life, that's where the fun starts. when I'm, and it's sometimes it's simple things. It's sitting at McDonald's for getting breakfast, and I think to, it pops in here and says, "You should buy breakfast for them behind you." And I do. And you know what? I feel good. And they wave, and I, you know, and it's it's the best feeling. And then sometimes there are big things. I mean, sometimes it's like the house I'm in now, buying a new house. And it was literally a moment where I heard, "You need to move." Mm-hmm. And it was time to go. And I literally took action and got after it. But I think a lot of people struggle with like, "Hey, I want a new toaster," which sounds it's silly, right? But they hear it and or they think it. But then they just go, "Well, I don't need that. Why do I, you know, what, you know?" And, and Megan, my wife, to her, you know, to her credit, we were sitting out here one day on the back patio, and she said, because we were talking about dreaming, she said, "Well, I'm just not good at that." And I'm like, did you see this down here? So down in the corner of our yard, we now have this big elaborate like trees and all that. And it all literally happened because one day she said, "You know, I'd really like to have some, I'm trying to think of the word. What's that called? Plants and all that stuff."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, "Well, what would it look like?" Well, she got out a rope and she roped like, I'm like, "You just let that, that's it."
That's it.
You know, and that's it. And so really it's a matter of, she lays it out and she says, "This is what I want this landscaping to look like." And I said, "Okay." I'm like, "Well, let's get a hold of Gerald. Gerald built the house. He lives in it." I text Gerald. Gerald's like, "Well, let me come down." So Gerald comes down. And before you know it, Gerald's got it all written out. Blah, blah, blah. Here it is. And it's done. And you know what? It's no harder than that.
Right.
And I've had somebody say, "Well, I read your book and I want this and this and this, but I can't afford it." And I said, "You know what? I get that too. But where there's a will, there's a way."
Right.
There's, you know, and maybe something that's in your mind or in your heart isn't meant to happen today, but if you write it down, much like my goals are written down, write it down, talk about it, think about it, pray about it, follow people on social media that help you learn about, read books, whatever it is, everything gets you a step closer. And I think there are so many people that when you talk about goal setting, and Randy, you know, these people, they say, "Well, what if you don't hit your goal?" Well, if I get 80% to my goal, I'm a hell of a lot better off than I was when I did nothing.
Exactly.
Doing
exactly.
Nothing is a miserable existence, man.
Think about it.
Yeah. Nobody dies, Randy, and lays on their bed and said, "Man, I'm content doing nothing."
Exactly. Life. Exactly.
We regret what we didn't do.
Exactly. Hey, yeah. If your plan was to go to Mars and you only made it to the moon, well, hey, that's better than. Right. I mean,
yeah, it's better than about a bazillion other people on this planet.
Exactly. So, you know, you back earlier, you mentioned it. I know in your book, you talked about it and we've talked about it before. Why do you think so many people use the word zombies and you see them all the time? Mm-hmm. I see them sometimes walking in. Yesterday, I walked in Publix, which I don't know if you have Publix in Oklahoma. But
yeah,
that's big down here in Florida. And it's like, you get certain people that you can just tell either, "Hey, how you doing? Good. You great day. How you been? Good. Blah, blah, blah." And then you get other people and they're walking their head down. Mm-hmm. And if you do say something, it's interesting. Occasionally they're so far into the zombie world that they barely will acknowledge. It's like, "Why the hell did you talk to me?"
Right.
But most of them light up for a minute.
Yep.
Because somebody said something to them, somebody acknowledged them. So I try real hard, number one, to do that. If it brought one moment of slight happiness or hope or anything to somebody, I think that's a double win, right? But my point is, what causes that, do you think? Why do so many people wander around in this, "Woe is me, I hate the world, everything's out to get me"? You know, we talked about it at length. What do you think causes that and why?
I think there's a lot of things. I think people become comfortable and they just, you know, they become comfortable in mom, dad role, whatever, you know, whatever it is, they're comfortable. And I think there's that. I think, you know, I'm not surprised that I think a lot of people don't think they deserve better. They don't think I shouldn't have that. Why should I get that? And I talked about that in the book. I've literally had moments in my life when I accomplished things, but then still didn't feel like I deserved
it. Right.
Like, you know, I think there's some of that. I think, you know, I think there's insecurity. I think there's fear of being judged for, you know, one of the worst things about dreaming and goal setting and then hitting your goals and things changing in your life is you tend to sometimes you can lose friends because our friends like our relationship where it is. And if I'm getting better, people don't always necessarily want to support that. You know, if I'm improving and my life's changing, but they're staying the same, people like you where you are. And that's another tough one. You know, it's like I said, fear of judgment, fear of putting yourself out there, fear of embarrassment, fear of vulnerability. It's a lot of things.
There's a lot of fear. People operate in fear a lot. Right. And, yeah. and I think it's easy to just say, well, then just stop.
Right.
But if you're there, you're there. Right. Yeah, that's hard. That's like psychosomatic illnesses, right? What's all in your head? Well, yeah, but I still don't feel good, whether it's in my head or not, right? So you still got to get through that and get by that. But I always thought that was an interesting. So the roadmap, and I think you do such a good job in the book of laying out, not just because you could have done a one-page book,
right?
Well, maybe five, an intro and a forward, and you could have said dream. By Eric Bam, that had been done, right? Okay, I guess I'll start dreaming then. But you did a nice job of really laying out a roadmap on your thoughts on how to get there. And I would, not for counsel's the word, but to anybody that's listening, that reads the book, and you should read the book, is take that roadmap, right? And I don't think anywhere have you said this is the way,
right?
It's just Eric's way. It's my way. What's worked for me. Here's some ideas. Take that, hybrid that right into whatever works for you. But for Pete's sake, do something with it.
Do because something,
man.
Yeah.
Even if you fail miserably.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, right? I agree. Do something because I think, you know, back to the listening to your intuition. We all think of intuition as like something told me not to go down that dark alley. Hmm. Right. But intuition is so many other things. It's like, I want this. I need that. I should text a buddy. I should call. Hey, how's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's up? And I think the more we listen to that, is that muscle is the more we work it out, the stronger it gets. And the more powerful that voice comes because it's usually right. And so I think sometimes, you know, it's just start, right? Just do one little thing. And you're right. This isn't like, this is my blueprint for what works for me, for what I learned. It may not work for everybody, but you know, if you can read that and take one or two things out of it, and I'll trust me, this is a 20-minute read, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't use any $5 words, right? I mean, I'm probably like you, you know, there are a bunch of $3 words in there.
Yep.
And it's a quick, easy read, but I feel like there's value in it. And there's, you know, it's real world, man. We struggle. People struggle every day. And, you know, it is bizarre. It is bizarre that one of the blessings in my life was, you know, COVID hits. And there are a lot of, I think, silver lining that a lot of people have that came out of COVID. One of them was I met you, you know, and I met Wes and I met some other people, some mastermind people. And you look around sometimes and you feel like, am I crazy for feeling like this? And then I meet other people like, oh, they're just as crazy as me, you know? So while this may not work exactly 100% for everybody, it's me and it's the way I'm wired. And book number two has already been started and I may beat you to your book number one at this point because I felt that breath there. I may beat you to your book number one because I'm pretty excited about it, but it's about my mindset and being an inverted paranoid. While everyone thinks the world is out to get them, like I think the whole world and the universe is conspiring for me.
Exactly.
And that's my mindset. It's the way I am. It's partially probably just the way I'm wired, but I've also developed that in me that when something goes on and something happens, I always know it's going to work out my way. It may not be exactly the way, but something's going to work out my way. And then if it doesn't work out, the way my stupid brain is wired, like I'm like, yeah, that didn't work out, but I learned this and this and this. And now the next time I do it, I'm going to go that way. And so I tend to see the good in everything.
Right. Well, and you know, and that's key to, I think is winning And I use winning a lot. The show's called Building Wins. That doesn't mean winning as in just getting a sale. That doesn't mean just, it's just any kind of win's a win, right? All wins are important, small, medium, large, whether it's health and fitness or relationship or spiritual, it doesn't matter. All win, you throw them on that virtual win pile, right?
Yep.
And they compound with each other. But the key is, and I think what you're saying is, when you put yourself in a winning mindset, you see and you find those things that you're not seeing, or you're they're right there in front of you and you don't recognize them. And then you start going, that becomes more of a, it becomes a want and a need because it's there and I know I can accomplish it. Because back to what we talked about earlier is so many people get, we talk about being, we get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, too many people get comfortable being comfortable.
Right.
I'll just sit on the couch and, I could start this lawn mowing business and hire a bunch of kids and I could do, and then I could have the stuff I want, but that would take, I'd have to like go buy a mower and I'll pop a bud and a candy bar and call it a day. Right.
You know, one of my favorite things, you just mentioned the building wind pile, and that's one of my all time favorite things about you. And because it applies to dreaming again, when you are looking every day for the win, and when you walk out of a meeting and you look for the win, and you walk out of a phone, get off a phone and you look for the win, or you look, when you're looking for wins every day, that's a mindset thing. You're looking for the good. You're not, well, we're not looking for the hole we dug. We're looking for the win. We're looking for, and when you, like to your point, when you pile up enough of those every day, that's all, that's what you're looking for. And, and you know, look, I mean, old sayings are old sayings for a reason. It's because they're true. And misery loves company. Well, guess what? Freaking wins love wins, baby.
Yes. You know,
that's not an old saying. I just made that up. But
I like that, though.
Wind piles love wind piles. They love to be piled upon. It feels good. And when you're looking for a win, and I know the way you're wired, one of the coolest things about it is you probably walk away from a meeting and go, hey, Eric, that was awesome today. Here's what I got from it. And, and that makes me internally feel really good. Like, hey, he noticed that, that feels good all the way around. And wind piles, mental wind piles, freaking huge.
It is huge. And a key, and we talked about with our mastermind group where we met, the more you put yourself with like-minded people, like-hearted people, people that have a winning mentality, a dreaming mentality, right? you get better and better and better at that. And in a good quick example, not that he was part of our mastermind group, but doing the networking that we all do and doing this show and being on social media and doing the stuff that we all do, UI, Wes, a whole bunch of us, led me to somebody that I was with based on when the show drops, but 2-3 weeks ago when I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I got to spend some just an incredible afternoon with Rex Sykes.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. And to be able to spend an afternoon walking his dogs and hanging out by Lake Michigan and literally, you know, I hope I gave him 1% of anything back because I mean, it was just like brilliant. But my point of all that is that if you're not open to those sort of things, I would have never met Rex Sykes. That's just an example, right? And if you, when the first time you reached out and we've beaten each other up over pineapple on pizza, right? Because when you're not writing books, you're kind of peddling pizza stuff, right?
Pizza stuff, right?
And I happen to believe, and this is one of the things we'll forever disagree on, is pineapple should be on pizza times like 3X. But anyway, I still love you, brother.
We'll still eat pizza together.
Yeah, we'll still eat pizza together. You'll just give me your pineapple. Yeah. But with that said, that first time you reached out and said some corny cornball, something about you dummy with pineapple. I don't even remember the exact. All I remember was that I fired something back and we could have done nothing.
Right.
Or we could have done nothing outside of that initial back and forth.
Right.
But the point is we didn't. And I think that's the key that I love that key takeaway for anybody is when you have the opportunity to meet somebody new, somebody interesting, somebody exciting, you can always decide not everybody's for everybody.
Right. No, there's no doubt about that. Right.
You don't have to be come involved with these people. But, you know, I look at this. I said it like in an airport. maybe pull up, you know, if I got a little time and grab a Dr. Pepper or something, you know, at the little hotel or the airport bar or something.
Yeah.
I enjoy talking to people, the bar staff, the people sitting next to me, you know, where are you from? Where are you going? What are you doing? Those stories. And you know what? And I think the whole point of all that, Eric, is that might've been 45 minutes. But and you'll never see these people, 99.999% chance you'll never see them again.
Yep.
But you had 45 minutes that your life somehow is a little better, right? Just a little.
Yep.
Tiny, tiny, tiny little.
Yep.
Again, wind pile. You throw that tiny, tiny little microscopic wind on the wind pile, right?
Yep. Yep. That's and it. That's life.
It. All it is. And keep dreaming again over and over.
Every day. Every day. Every day is a new day. Sun comes up every day, right?
Exactly. So let's, you've been kind of your time. I'm sure you got to go do some other stuff, and so do I. We got thunderstorms rolling in, so I may, who knows, I may lose internet. You never know. But I can hear it thundering in the background. The book, obviously, tell us how to get it. Tell us how to read it. I mean, this is a front to back, 20-30 minutes. Eyes,
but
you what?
I said you read it with your eyes, but, you know, or one.
Or until the audio comes out, read by Eric Bam himself.
Yeah, no audio yet. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. Amazon probably the easiest place to get it. It's available in Kindle, paperback, hardcover. And, you know, hey, look, if you want to buy one, pick it up, take a look at it. And there, oh, you can go to my website right there, dreamingagainbook.com, and it'll take you here. And you can go click on buy here, take you there. You can email me. I've got an Instagram and a Facebook page and post little excerpts and stuff from it almost every single day. And like I said, working on book number two. Now that I've got a little fever in me to do another one. And, you know, just appreciate you having me on and always love catching up with you and, you know, Wesley, Vivian Wyatt. So
exactly. I love it, man. Appreciate you being on.
Yeah,
appreciate you writing the book. I mean, it does bring a lot to a lot of people. And anybody that catches this, report back to me that you bought the book.
Yeah, report actually, back to him.
Report back. I want to know. I want him right there. I want an excerpt. I want to see an excerpt from everybody on your LinkedIn and your Facebook. And
I
your
have
Instagram.
One question for you. When is your, give me a date. When's yours going to be done?
It is. I did the second round of editing this right now. I mean, like today, last night, my girl, my marketing assistant's doing, runs it through Grammarly for me. And then it goes to my official editor.
Yep.
So barring how many times I screw up, and she tells me that I'm an idiot and I need to fix something. We're 90% there. I think I'm within a week of finishing cover design. And my goal is I hope to have it published within 2 months, actually out in people's hands.
Awesome. So, what's the title? It's something hybrid. What is it?
It's either The Journey to Hybrid or My Journey to Hybrid. And it's really all about taking the experience from my dad starting out on the farm, what I learned all the way through old school to new school, and then back to hybriding the two together and how you do what we're doing right now and then get off the phone and call a customer, right? You know, the whole hybrid approach.
Or deliver donuts, right?
Yeah, with the deliver donuts, pizza pies, brewskis in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's been fun. I can tell you one thing I found. I enjoy writing.
Yeah.
I'm way better. Let me back up. I am better and enjoy more writing articles for some of the trades.
Right.
Only because I'm more of a sprinter than a marathoner by nature. That's just me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. To me, a 1600 word, 2000 word article about using social media in the post-frame building industry.
Right.
You need that in 10 minutes. I'll just pound that out for you.
Right.
The book was, I found as you found, right. It's more challenging.
Yeah.
But I got a great editor who busts my chops quite well and
love it.
Stop.
I'm excited to get your book and get one in my hand. So.
Well, you will as soon as it's out, and I appreciate you asking about it. And I appreciate you, pushing me to get it done. And, I'm just glad that you got yours out, and I will happily. Okay. Not have. I don't want to see those fingers. I'm going to say happily as I can, only because I love you as a brother that you beat me, but
you didn't, you weren't happy at all.
I wasn't happy about it at all. No, I threw things. I had to buy a new computer screen. That's how unhappy I was.
Please. Whatever.
Anyway. Hey brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
you. All right. Love you, pal. All right. Cheers, buddy.
See you guys.
Yep. Bye. Eric BAM, Dreaming Again, A Roadway Back to You. I'm serious. BAM and I go back about 4 years. We got to know each other well during the whole COVID lockdown world, along with Wes. Wesley Vivian Wyatt, as BAM loves to call him. I can't remember how that started, but I think it's cool. I think it might have something to do with the fact that he's the Britney Spears fan club head or something. But anyway, I digress. Eric has become an incredible brother, pal, buddy. And seriously, I say I've read a lot of books. I've supported a lot of authors that I know, and top notch, easy read. And it's something you can take the second you start reading it and start using. So buy the book, buy the book. That's it. Do it again. What we always do. We talk about it a lot. It's not more than just a mantra. It's a lifestyle. Love what you do. Do what you love. Right? Live it, love it, own it, and go make today your absolute positively. I changed that up a little bit. Best day ever. Till tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.